Welcome. You're listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast, presented by Hip Creative. This podcast is dedicated to those who want to stand strong in their market and be leaders in their community. Now onto the show with your host, Luke Infinger.
So Colin, thanks so much for coming on and chatting today. We're going to talk about how orthodontists can reduce their processing fees without changing any software or any vendors. So tell us a little bit about Merchant Cost Consulting and your role with the company.
Yeah, no, good to be here, Luke. Thanks for having me. I appreciate here. A little background about myself. First job out of college was physically selling credit card processing. Didn't know a single thing about it. Kind of worked my way up the corporate ladder and I learned the ins and outs and kind of how the processing world is fairly deceptive, to say the least. So a few years back, I decided with one of my partners to launch Merchant Cost Consulting after kind of learning some of the tactics that go on in the industry. And pretty high level, what we do is we help our clients, majority of which are in the ortho-dental field, reduce their credit card processing fees without actually having to change from their current vendor, software, bank, billing system, nothing on the day-to-day operations changes at all.
Awesome. So kind of go into that just a little bit. How do you do that? How do you get started with that process? And what's unique about Merchant Cost Consulting?
That's a good question. So we understand that doctors and dentists and orthodontists are all very, very busy people. So we try to take up as least amount of their time as physically possible, especially when it comes to them dealing with credit card processing, whether it's them or their office managers. I'm sure they've heard the spiel numerous times from different credit card processing vendors or software companies telling them they can switch, yada, yada, yada. Our process is very basic. It's very easy. We basically just review one recent credit card processing statement. You know, they can email it over, scan over, whatever's easiest. We look for some inefficiencies, billing errors, mistakes, some type of savings opportunity that maybe their vendor shouldn't be charged relative to their agreements or whatever it may be. And then from there, if there is substantial savings, then we hop on a quick 5-10 minute call with the doctor, office manager, kind of whoever's handling that situation. And then we simply kind of just walk through the savings opportunity, where the savings are coming from. And then at that point, if they said, you know, hey, Colin and MCC team, you know, I would love to be able to keep my current software and my current credit card processing system in place and save money, then they would simply just basically give us the okay to deal with their current credit card processing company on their behalf. From there, our account management team does all the work for them. So they go deal with their credit card processing company, basically negotiate the rates on behalf of practices. And then we come back to, you know, the office manager, the dentist, orthodontist, basically present some of our findings, what their current credit card processing company has came back to us. And then, you know, the fees would be updated from there. So on the like typical process, how long it takes, we honestly don't need more than like 10 minutes of someone's time.
Oh, wow. And you would call that an audit or an assessment, going through that?
Yeah, so we just do like a fine comb audit. We basically look at each line item, kind of utilize, of course, our knowledge, our data, our metrics to just ensure that each line item is priced relative to the market and where it should actually be priced. Typically, 99% of the time, there's some type of funny business going on, which then that's kind of when we'll present the savings and everything like that.
That's awesome. And that audit is free, is that right?
Yeah, that's there's no upfront cost for that, 100% free.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah, and I was just looking at your website, Merchant Cost Consulting, and people can just go there and fill out the form and get started with that free audit.
Yeah, exactly. So if someone wanted to basically have us do a free audit, they would just simply go on www.merchantcostconsulting.com, send in their processing statement, or they can just send in some of their information. We'll do the audit. And then the audit typically takes like 30 to 45 minutes. We'll send back some of our findings, hop on a quick call to discuss exactly how it works, and then go from there.
So with ongoing monitoring, you know, with new fees coming in or new relationships, how do you guys monitor that as well?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I always tell people that we're dealing with like the savings that we obtain, our clients are of course very valuable. And that's why people hire us, is for the monthly savings, obviously. But in my opinion, the most important part of the services that we offer is the monthly auditing, just because these credit card processing companies tend to fluctuate the fees almost on like a 3 to 5 month basis, whether it's like a BCI fee or a nonsense per transaction fee or whatever it may be, right? So we have a backend system that audits all of our clients' statements. All they have to do is either just send it into us monthly, or we can grab an online portal to create one for them, kind of whatever they prefer. So we put it through the system, and the system basically has what their pricing should be. So if there's even one penny that's off based off kind of our original benchmark, then the system's going to flag it. From there, if there is a fee off, we then go deal with OpenEdge or Thesis or whomever they're currently using as their credit card processing company. They, one, get the fees back down, and then also get the client a refund. So I always tell people, it's kind of like we're like part of their team to just ensure that there's no nonsense going on. I'm sure everyone knows that the credit card processing company is a little interesting or deceptive, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and even for our business, we switched probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And I want to say our fees were cut in half. So
that's awesome.
You know, that was the first time we had looked into it, but it's definitely possible. And being strategic with someone like Merchant Cost Consulting, you know, it's instant savings right off the top. So for those orthodontists looking for something like this, it's an instant way to just put cash back into your pocket, you know. So so why not? And obviously, it's on various levels depending on the business. But walk us through that. You know, do you guys have any averages? Like, if an average orthodontic practice comes to you, you know, what types of fees and savings are they possibly looking at?
Yeah, that's a good question. So typical with orthodontists, dentists, is about a 25 to a 30% reduction in their fee. So if they're paying, you know, $1,000 a month, we'll probably cut it down to at least $700 a month. At least that'd be at the bare minimum. Sometimes we cut it down in 50. It really depends on the pricing structures, who they use. You know, and another thing that I do want to touch base on is we always try to go back and get basic refunds of billing errors in the past, whether that's for 3 months or 6 months, a year, 2 years, just because, you know, if someone signed an agreement to be paying, call it 2.5% or whatever, but they ended up paying 3.2% the last year, you know, we have pretty good success in going backwards and obtaining them, you know, the money that they should not have been overpaying to their current vendors.
That's awesome. So what's pricing like if an orthodontist came to you today and says, yeah, I'm ready to get started. This looks great. I know you can save me some money. What does pricing look like with Merchant Cost Consulting?
Yeah, so we don't charge like an upfront fee. We don't charge fixed fees. We don't charge annual fees. There's really no like fixed fees at all, right? We're just a performance-based company. So the only way that we get compensated is strictly by saving our clients money on a monthly basis. So to play devil's advocate, if someone comes to us and they're like, hey, Colin, I want you guys to go try to save us money, and we go deal with their current credit card processing company, and we can't help them, you know, their credit card processing company is just like, no, you know, we're going to leave these rates at 3% or whatever they're paying, then it's honestly a bigger waste of our time than our clients. They didn't pay us a dime. They didn't, you know, pay us any fixed fees or anything like that. So the only way we make money is by just sharing savings monthly. So if we come in, you know, we can help our clients save, you know, $500 a month, we'd basically send over a savings report monthly showcasing, you know, the real-time savings we were able to achieve for them that specific month. And that's how we get paid. Like, let's say 6 months go by and the fees went back up to where they were obviously paying before that. Our system's going to flag it, but we're not going to bill them for that month because we didn't technically save them money that month. So in that case, we would go get them a refund and get the fees back down. But so there's really no risk at all. It's strictly just a performance-based company. If we can come in and help you out, it's a win for our clients, and that's how we keep the lights on as well.
Awesome. So what are some of the success stories that you've heard from your medical clients, your orthodontist or dentist with savings? Walk us through, you know, some of the better case studies or success stories or testimonials that you've heard over the years?
Yeah, no, that's for sure. So recently, though, the one that probably comes to mind first is it's a 4 or 5 location orthodontist down in actually the Florida area. It's called Hess Orthodontist. They're using Cloud9, who integrates with OpenEdge. So Cloud9 is obviously their practice management software. The only company that integrates directly with them is Cloud9. So if they want the simplicity of the billing their patients, then they have to use Cloud9 or they have to use OpenEdge. So they reached out to us, I don't know, I'd probably say like 3 or 4 months ago. Obviously a lot of moving parts with multi-locations, and we were able to, you know, really optimize and reduce their transactions substantially. I think we saved them on average about 40%. So on an annual basis, their savings are about $75,000 back, you know, in their pocket, which is obviously substantial. And then we also were able to achieve them refunds as well, just in the last 2 or 3 months since they've been onboarded with us and we've been auditing their statements. We've already flagged 3 rate increases, got refunds for those as well. So that's just kind of the first one that comes to mind in this specific field. But that's a pretty typical type of result is we get savings and refunds, and then we'll flag some type of rate increases or whatever there may be within the first few months.
That's awesome. I know Dr. Hess, so yeah.
Oh, of course.
Spoken to him many times, so that's awesome. So if an orthodontist is listening and they're interested, they may want the audit or they may just want to reach out to you guys and chat, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably easiest to just go to our website, merchantcostconsulting.com. And if they don't have a statement handy, it's not a big deal. I know a lot of people don't want to like go digging for a statement. I completely get that. So if they want to just send in like their name and email and phone number, we can obviously hop on a quick chat and discuss exactly how the services would work and things like that. They don't need to necessarily provide a statement. If they want the audit done right away, then they can simply upload a statement and we can do it and we'll turn around the numbers, you know, within a few hours.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is one of those things that's a no-brainer. It's totally performance. So you guys don't make money unless you're saving your clients money. So I would definitely encourage orthodontists and listeners to go on and take advantage of this. It's really, like I said, a no-brainer. So thanks so much for coming on and talking about this and explaining it, and looking forward to chatting with you guys in the near future.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Luke.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about improving your healthcare marketing, day-to-day operations, and standing strong in your market, send us an email at hello@hipcreativeinc.com. That's hello@hipcreativeinc.com. Or jump over to our website at hip.agency.